Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Abby, some advice for guys this morning. Don't fall for what?
Yeah, this is a rare thing for me. I'm going to help out the guys this holiday season because this might have the potential to ruin your Christmas, your Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating this month. So I came across this trend on TikTok where men are getting asked a question and the women aren't happy about their answer. So I figure we could start this off by asking the men of the Burt Show.
Ooh, smart idea.
Just give me a woman's name.
Any woman.
Any woman.
Name any woman.
Ashley. Becky.
Ashley, Becky, Tommy?
Yeah. Tommy is not a girl's name.
Waiting for Tommy to answer.
Sarah?
Okay. Every single one of you.
Every single one of you failed.
Every single one of you just failed.
Just give a name and fail.
You just failed, and you are now in a massive, massive argument, and you had no idea.
So,
what?
I know
we didn't name my lady.
I was supposed to say your name.
So this is the first TikTok video that I saw of this trend is from an account called @Kelsey_Kotzer, and this went over perfectly, but also horribly.
So they asked their man to name a woman if that guy says any other name than yours.
Name one woman.
What the f*** is this?
Just one.
Sydney Sweeney.
I think she's just speechless. So she gets the wrong name. She gets Sydney Sweeney. So you know that when you first think of a woman, the first name that comes to mind for him is Sydney Sweeney and not his ladies.
Well, she was the first name that came to my mind, but I didn't know what game we was playing, and I don't play by my lady.
So just so that's a little PSA for all men. If your lady comes up to you and says, okay, hey, name a woman. Any woman, the first and only name that should come out of your mouth is hers
and not Sydney Sweeney's.
I just feel as a man, you just should shut up. It doesn't matter what it is because it's all we're being tested every second of the day and we have no idea. We're not smart enough to know.
Women are always going to find new ways to make sure that you love us more than anybody else, whether it's asking if you would still love us if we're a worm, or what woman first comes to mind when you ask for a lady's name.
That's the whole test.
That's the whole test.
It was that simple.
And we all failed.
One question.
Right. I just gave you all the cheat code.
Well, technically, Bert didn't fail because you have no lady right now, my man.
Right.
Sorry.
You got to look out. There is one more variation of this test, and I will tell you guys now so that you can pass it. It's really fast. It's name a big event in your life, and you better say the day you met her.
Okay.
So it can't be the day I was born.
Hey, Mo, no, you can't remember that. What's a memorable event in your life?
The day I met my lady.
Exactly.
There you go. I'm a quick learner.
Christmas is saved.
Sounds like our work is done here. We should just leave at that point. All right, Kristen, the email is, look, can this relationship last if one of the people in the relationship is jealous of the dogs that the other in the relationship has, and I don't see how it can flourish.
Yeah. All right, the email reads, .. First off, I'm a lesbian, and everyone knows that for lesbians or gay people in general, their pets, in parentheses, dog, cat, etc., are their kids. Well, I have two dogs, and they are my babies. I recently started dating someone new, and she is jealous of my boys. She gets upset and tells me that I love the dogs more than I love her. And of course, as any parent, their kids come first, LOL. I tried to explain to her that it's a different kind of love. I've had my dogs for years, and we have only been dating for a couple months. The other day, I tried to explain that no matter what, my dogs love me more than anyone, no matter what. It's an unconditional love, and she compared it to her ex telling me that he loves her more than anyone or anything, and she dropped him. I don't know how to deal with the situation and would love your opinion on this situation. Thank you for your time and would love to hear what you guys have to say. Rock him.
Yeah, this is like that classic scenario that was going around there for a while. Like if you're out in a boat and the boat capsizes and you have your significant other there or your dog, who are you going in and who are you saving first?
And
it's a loaded question, man. It's the same thing here. I don't know if this can flourish, man. I don't know if that you can stick around.
Yeah, and the fact that they've been dating a couple of months and she's already saying, you love your dogs more than you love me. I think you got somebody that's got an issue or two that she's trying to deal with.
I think this is a major red flag. I think this is a perfect example of when someone's showing you who they are to believe them. I mean, if she's already creating this issue with your dogs this fast, I don't think it's going to get any better. And then you don't want to have to like love your dogs less in order to make somebody appease somebody else. So this would be a problem for me. I would have to leave.
Well, it's possible that her love language could be words of affirmation. And so for her, the things that you say to her really matter. So when you're saying, oh, I love my dogs more than I love you, she's not hearing that you have a really great relationship with your pets. All she's hearing is, you don't love me. So I think she's just sensitive on that level. And I think if the other parts of the relationship are really great, maybe this is just something that you don't joke about.
The Burt Show.